Kia ora no reira te whare. Tēnā koutou. Good evening, honourable members. We are now doing the Crown Entities Reform Bill.
Assistant Speaker Ross Robertson introducing a bill that amalgamates the functions of several agencies and is designed to improve financial efficiency and effectiveness. Green MP Kevin Haigh said although his party supported some aspects of the bill, other parts of it were flawed.
On balance, sir, it's a mixture of some things that have some promise and are actually very positive, and some things that actually are the wrong way to go. And on that basis, we can't support the bill. We hope that some changes will be made at select committee stage to enable us to support future stages, and we're very happy to work with other parties to enable that to occur.
National Sandra Gowdy outlined just how much money was expected to be saved with the bill's passing.
The changes are actually anticipated to save $19.6 million in the 4 years from July 2012, with the ongoing savings after that of $4.1 million. So while there will be a small cost of about $1 million in terms of transition costs, I think that the savings overall are going to be a huge benefit to the government and to the taxpayers of New Zealand. So that's why I absolutely applaud the provisions of this Crown Entities Reform Bill.
However, Labour's Ian Lees-Galloway said that National was undoing all the previous government's hard work.
Well, it is true that Labour took a public sector that had been cut back to its absolute bone, and actually put a little bit of meat and muscle on the public sector again. I don't think there's much fat that can be trimmed from the public sector. It is regarded as being so effective and efficient internationally that rating agency Standard & Poor's said that it does not regard New Zealand's state sector as being either bloated or inefficient. In fact, one of its analysts said, generally we look at the government in New Zealand as being relatively small and compared to its peers, quite efficient. So Labour is opposed to this bill. We will work constructively in the Select Committee to try and improve the bill, but frankly I'd be very surprised if we can improve it to the point where Labour would find itself in a position to support it.
The Crown Entities Reform Bill later passed its first reading by 67 votes to 53, with National, ACT, United Future and the Māori Party supporting. Next up was the Victims of Crime Reform Bill. Labour's Justice Spokesman Charles Chevelle spoke of a fact-finding trip he took to Victoria, where victims can have their cases heard at tribunal.
The victim got a chance to go along to a safe judicial process and tell their story. Tell the magistrate, the presiding magistrate as it is in Victoria, what it was like to go through the experience they went through. The magistrate could order counselling, the magistrate could order compensation, and that was indeed the default position under the VOCAT system. It's a therapeutic approach to the experience that victims have in the system.
But as Mr. Chevelle pointed out, the bill won't get another look in until the next parliamentary term.
But sir, this legislation will come back to the next parliament, and Labour will evaluate it carefully, either in opposition or in government. And we will make sure that as we, as a parliament, seek to advance the victim's agenda, we do it in a way that is balanced and respectful of the way other parts of the system work.
Also speaking on the bill's first reading was Green MP Kennedy Graham, who said some parts of the bill needed improvement.
In short, we think the bill does not yet do enough to create support networks and fully fund counselling and support for victims. There are perhaps privacy issues around the victim notification system for former criminals, but we think that supporting the bill to the Select Committee will allow us to hear the evidence for and against the provisions of the bill. And so we're prepared to support it into first reading, simply stressing that there are flaws in the bill as it currently is drafted and that we intend to suggest constructive change. Thank you.
The Victims of Crime Reform Bill later passed its first reading and was sent to the Justice Committee for consideration. Later still, and Labour's Jacinda Ardern was a surprise guest in the Speaker's chair after this announcement from Deputy Speaker Lindsay Tish.
Members, I require some assistance and I've asked Jacinda Ardern to help me as we move into committee.
I declare the House in committee for consideration of the Road User Charges Bill.
Madam Speaker.
Mr Chairman.
Debate on that bill was interrupted when the House rose at 10 p.m. I'm Rhys Lyon, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.